The following is a paid program on 600 WREC.
Good morning, Memphis. Welcome to our internet listeners and podcast listeners across the 50 states. Today is March the 9th, 2024. Call us in the studio while we're live at 901-535-9732. 901-535-WREC. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm your host, Joe Garner, mortgage loan originator. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Our topic today, answers to your questions about home mortgages and your home's roof. Thank you to real estate attorneys Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman of Griffin Clift, Everton & Mashmire Law Firm for sponsoring this episode of Real Estate Mortgage Shop. When you're ready to buy a home or refinance one, call attorneys Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman to take care of your real estate closing, 901-752-1133. Today, we're answering your questions about home financing and questions that you have about your home's roof. You can call in, and again, that number is 901-535-9732. Back in the studio. Back by popular demand.
Thank you, people.
It's Ed Hill of Masters Roofing. You know, Ed, we have you're an expert when it comes to answering questions about roofs and how to choose the best one, when it needs repair, when it needs replacing, when it doesn't. And you have, I just want to tell our listeners, so many people talk about what an excellent job you do and how well you communicate with your customer. And even if you don't need a new roof, you can learn a lot from Ed Hill. You can go to his podcast, Memphis Home Maintenance Show, at podbean.com. Ed, take a minute or so and introduce yourself and talk about the services you offer.
Thank you, Joe. I'm so glad to be back in the studio today. And I do want to say something about my podcast, Memphis Home Maintenance Show, podbean.com. I'll have to get with the Podbean platform, but for some reason, when you go there, you have to scroll the page up and you'll be at it. I don't know what's going on there, but you can still listen. You just have to make it come up a little farther.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Yeah, you can just Google Memphis Home Maintenance Show and it comes up, right?
Yeah. But you can find it and it's there and I'll have them figure that out. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. Ed Hill, Masters Roofing Memphis. I have about 15 years in the roofing industry. I do not know everything, but I've learned a lot, and I work with a team of legends in the industry. And with our combined brain power, we can probably figure out what the problem is, how to fix it. And you know what? If we can't, we can point you to the right pros who can do that. But I'd love to take your text questions after the program, or call me even after the program at 901-273-6594. Or you can call in live today if you have a quick, short question, 901-535-9732. Or 901-525-WREC.
535-WREC.
Yeah. So we're going to talk here a little later about frequently asked questions about roofing, and I think one of them will probably be yours.
That sounds great. Well, you know, talking about smart questions, questions that make us smart or help us out, have you ever watched that detective show? It reruns now. Columbo.
Yeah.
Peter Falk, you know. Oh,
by the way, and then he says, turn around, you're arrested.
One more thing. Just one more thing. Well, Peter Falk plays a detective who always solves the crime by paying attention to details and asking the smart questions. People assume that this scruffy-looking man dressed in a cheap raincoat is not that smart, but he does that on purpose, of course. And he asks benign questions that kind of take people off their guard. Until, just like you said, Ed, Columbo walks to the door like he's leaving, takes people off their guard, turns around and says, oh, just one more thing. And then Columbo drops the question that's going to bring the pivotal answer to solve the mystery and put the bad guy away.
Oh, man.
Don't you love Columbo?
Works every time.
That old car he drives. Well, here are three smart questions that you can answer you can ask and get an answer for home buyers.
What are they, Joe?
Well, number one is, what is the maximum mortgage payment that you can comfortably pay? Mm-hmm. Know your budget limits. Stay within those limits with your house note. A number of financial experts out there suggest that your total house payment along with your other debt, does not need to exceed 43% of your gross income. Mortgage underwriting software will sometimes allow up to 55% of the customer's debt ratio. So, word to the wise, don't depend on the mortgage company to tell you what you can afford.
Yeah.
Your personal comfort level is the most important, and you want to enjoy making the payments on your new home. So that's number one. Got another one, Ed. What is the maximum down payment that you personally can comfortably pay down and still have money for emergencies?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
You know, you can find advice from your financial professionals, your personal one, or online in books. They say that a lot of them say that if you're salaried, you need at least 3 months of living expenses left in your emergency funds at all times. For business owners, some advisors suggest a whole year of living expenses as an emergency, and you have to decide for yourself how much you need to keep in your emergency fund. There are ways, Ed, to reduce the amount of money that you're paying at closing. A good loan originator, mortgage originator, can hunt down the best down payment assistance to help you leave more money in your pocket on a home purchase. And I am a loan originator. I'm happy to help you. Number three, how can I improve my credit score?
Mm-hmm.
No one, you know, you've got to know that there is no guarantee on how much you can raise your credit score by doing this thing or that thing. Your credit profile is constantly changing. However, you can find these top tips and more in my book, Choosing the Best Mortgage, the Quickest Way to the Life You Want. You can buy it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. There's like 10 or 12 in there, things mm-hmm. you can do.
Yeah.
But first of all, review your own credit for free at annualcreditreport.com.
Mm-hmm. So people shouldn't call off of those yard signs stuck along the roadway. That's not going to magically transform 12 years of bad decisions.
Yeah. A lot of those, well, I don't want to say anything about those credit repair companies. There are a few that are legit.
Yeah.
But it's the best work you can do on your credit, you can do on your own. I can show you how to do a few things to get your credit scores up without even getting credit repair involved.
If they get your book, that's like a playbook right there.
And
they don't even need anybody's help. It's all laid out right there.
Pretty much. There are isolated incidents where professionals can help, but I would say about 80% of what I see, you can do yourself and not have to pay anybody.
Yeah.
But make sure when you look at your annualcreditreport.com, look at all three bureaus, make sure there's no errors, and make note of any derogatory ratings or bad ratings from creditors on you. B, make your payments on time. I think we all know that, right? C, make sure your credit card balances never show that you use more than 25 to 30% of your credit line on each card.
Mm-hmm.
Revolving credit, these credit scoring logarithms, assume that you're a really good credit risk if you're just using a very small amount of your credit limits on revolving credit. So that's going to help your score about 30% right there if you keep the usage very low. And lastly, stay away from 12-month same-as-cash accounts or buy-now-pay-later accounts. These accounts will kill your credit score so many times. These accounts tend to score as a brand-new, maxed-out credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And it can take your score down. I've seen it take it down 50 points or more. So stay away from those if you're planning on buying a house in the near future. But, Ed, you've got some tips, and we've got a couple of minutes before we go to break. Why don't we launch into some of your roofing tips?
Well, Joe, as you see and your listeners will see on Monday when the show notes are posted at jogarner.com.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. I've got a nifty picture here
of frequently asked
questions about roofs and roofing. So these questions are going to be answered in this broadcast. So number one is, what are the dark stains on my shingles? I get asked that a lot. And it's a southern thing, usually, because we have more humidity here and all of that. And it's called algae. And it's just grows on shingles that stay damp, mm-hmm. usually on a northern-facing slope. But that's what stains it. But the modern shingles made today have more copper in them, and they are algae resistant, you know, to some degree. Mm-hmm. And then there's even roof cleaning that's available, and I know a few roof cleaners.
Well, Ed, you are a wealth of knowledge. You've helped me personally. You're just amazing. You guys, my neighbors were so impressed with the quality of the work and the professionalism of your team. But today we are talking about questions and answers to your questions about home mortgages and your home's roof. Give us a call on the air today, March 9th, 2024, 901-535-9732. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm your host, Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator, and I can make that mortgage process easy for you. Connect with me, jogarner.com. When we come back, we're going to be hearing more wisdom from Ed Hill of Masters Roofing. See you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Real Estate Mortgage Shop provides general information, not an offer to lend. Joe Garner, Talk Shop, Real Estate Mortgage Shop does not endorse 100% of the information covered on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Consult with your certified advisors before acting on any information given on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Joe Garner is a licensed mortgage loan officer, NMLS 757-308, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Taylor Morse of Cartridge World of Collierville. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right, and you're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and that was a collage of songs that we all know from the 50s all the way up till current day that have questions in them. Today, we're talking about answers to your questions about home mortgages and your home's roof. I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I would love to be on your mortgage journey anywhere you are in the country. Connect with me at 901-482-0354 or jogarner.com. In the studio, we have Ed Hill of Masters Roofing. And Ed, how's the best way to contact you?
Just call me directly on my cell phone, 901-273-6594. You can call or text.
Awesome. Same here. And now we're going to do something we like to do. You're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop for the Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest, which is sponsored by Mike Aukerman of National Property Inspections. Before you buy, call Mike Aukerman of NPI, National Property Inspections, 901-674-6868. Mike has given away a $50 gift card to the first person with the correct trivia answer. And if you know the answer to our trivia question, call us at 901-535-9732. I believe, Ed Hill, you've got the question and some hints.
All right, we're going back to school. Here we
go. Yeah.
Here's the first question, Joe. What is the name of this school located in Memphis, Tennessee? Now, there's a little hint with that, Joe. You want to hear it?
I do.
It's historically affiliated with a Presbyterian church. Did you know that?
I did know that.
All right, here's another hint. This is a tough one, guys and gals. In the 1830s, this school was called Montgomery Academy and was located in Clarksville, Tennessee. I didn't know that. In 1925, this school moved to Memphis.
Yeah.
All right, one more hint. It is a private liberal arts college.
And then there's a last hint. This school has a collegiate Gothic campus on 123 acres in Memphis. Which school is it?
Dead giveaway, people.
If you know the answer, call us at 901-535-9732. While we're waiting on our trivia answer, that was, like you said, a giveaway. Let's go back to answers that we need to ask you or need to know about our roof and our roof repair.
Okay, in case you just tuned in, frequently asked questions. Number one was, what are the dark stains on my shingles? It's a southern thing, mainly. It's algae that grows on the roofs, and it just stains the roof, and people don't like it. But modern shingles, like the brands that we carry, Joe, They have an algae resistance warranty that I think it's 25 years, might be 20, but 20 to 25 years guaranteed won't grow algae. And they can be cleaned. And I know roof cleaners if you need that done. Number two, what is the difference between three tab shingles and architectural shingles? Now, Joe, the thing your listeners really need to understand is that roofers are extremely creative people. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
You know, I know you are.
Yeah, well, we all are. And the reason there's a three-tab shingle is the old kind of shingle that was on our house that we grew up in
the flat ones.
Shingle. Mm-hmm. When you pull it out of the bundle, out of the wrapper, guess how many tabs it has on it?
Oh, let me think. Two guesses and what didn't count. Maybe three?
Three! You are the grand prize winner! So a three-tab shingle is just that old flat shingle that was on your mom and dad's house when you were a little kid, for most people listening.
Right.
So what's an architectural shingle? It's a little heavier. It's a little thicker. Three-tab 25-year shingle has about a 65-mile wind rating. Architecturals, though, for just a little bit more money, are heavier. And they have a 110-mile-an-hour wind rating.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And higher in some cases, some brands. So those are 30-year shingles also. So that's the basic difference.
The best money spent is is architectural.
Oh, listen, you would pay way more in repairing your three-tab shingle roof over the course of its life.
Right.
From the shingles that you'll lose, and you would just spend in one time a little bit more money and getting a heavier wind rating architectural. That's like a no-brainer.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes.
Number three, is it okay to install a new roof over an existing roof? This is a complicated answer. No!
That doesn't sound too complicated to me.
but Memphis Code allows up to two. They should change that. They should only allow one. That's just my opinion. No, it doesn't. And here's why. It won't solve the underlying leak issues that led you to get the roof laid over your existing roof. It's like you have an arrow through your skull, Joe, and a Band-Aid on it. You need to go to the emergency room. You need surgery, right? Same idea here. And it shortens the life of the roof because the roof needs to be able to ventilate. Joe, roofs are people too. Did you know that? They have to ventilate.
You know, I can see that. I can understand that concept from you.
Exactly. Number four, why does my roof leak in the winter, you know, but not the rest of the year? Well, if that's happening, most likely 99% odds are that you're having a reservoir, a lake, build up on your roof because the ice is formed in the gutters.
Mm-hmm.
The water that melts underneath the ice, that's where it melts first because it's closer to a warmer surface. It's got nowhere to go when it changes from ice to water.
Right.
So the water just builds up, and eventually it builds up so high it overflows like a bathtub. It overflows the underlayments underneath the shingles.
You know, and that's happened to so many people I know when it gets real cold and we have that ice coming down. If it rains a lot and it gets suddenly frozen, that happens a lot. It does leak in the house and mess up the ceiling, though.
If it's a torrential rain, it can even overwhelm the underlayments and gutter systems.
Right.
So that's why that.
But it's a temporary problem because once the weather gets warm,
people call
it's not
us
gonna...
out and say, "Well, what kind of, I need a repair." Well, you know, unless you want to tear the roof out and do some very invasive surgery on the roof, and that can be done. Generally, it's a one-off event. It's going to happen occasionally, mm-hmm. especially in the Mid-South.
Right.
Number five, when is the best time to replace a roof? Before it leaks.
That's a good answer.
Before it leaks and before it gets to your hardwood floors, because then you're talking mega bucks.
Right.
And before it starts creating mildew or even worse, mold inside your home.
That's a good point.
And we see this, not every house we look at, but it's not as uncommon as you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, should I pay a contractor any money prior to building the roof? He told me, Ed, he needs a down payment or he needs me to pay for the materials first. Well, this is going to keep you out of trouble. The answer is no.
Yeah, they need to be solvent enough that they can pay for their own materials and not get paid till after you're happy with the job.
If they're the right kind of contractor, been doing it a while, they'll have a credit line with their supplier. Mm-hmm. They can front the materials, and you can pay for all of that after the roof is on the house.
Right.
Cannot tell you, Joe, how many times I've been to a home. So often it is usually a widow lady, literally a widow lady, mm-hmm. or single lady, who usually older, who said, well, this is a quirky thing. Like, they built my neighbor's roof. They built the roof beside them, so I didn't think anything of it. I gave them the whole insurance check, or I gave them the down payment. You know what, Ed? I've been calling them for 3 months, and they won't pick up the phone. And I have to tell them, Miss Sally, whatever, you know, they're in Connecticut. They've already spent the money. You will never get that back.
Right,
or
right.
Wherever they went, you know. So the answer is no. And say, well, that roofer won't do the work. There's plenty of roofers like Masters Roofing.
Yes.
That we don't require a penny down on,
actually,
on a roof.
You guys are pretty awesome. You did this for me when you replaced my roof, but you've also done it for other people I know. You invite them to come out to your showroom and you explain to them so they understand and make an educated decision and know that they made an educated decision on how they want to do their roof repair or replacement.
Listen, right now I'm picturing many people I've not met who are sitting at a kitchen table with some roof bids, or you're going to call me this week and we'll meet and you'll say, hey, I've got a couple of other estimates. And it's confusing. The confused mind says no.
Yes.
So you're in the paralysis of analysis. If you take a valuable hour of your time on a 30-year purchase,
right,
this has got to work, and you come to our showroom, clarity is going to hit you upside the head like a wrecking ball. And you're going to go like, I don't need to talk to anybody else. Ed, this is what I want. Sign me up. This makes so much sense. And you're going to have – the reason you'll do that is now you understand and you have peace and confidence.
Right.
And that's why we have the showroom. It is so helpful to people. Joe, do you know how much we charge for people to visit the showroom?
How much do you charge, Ed?
It's free 99, baby.
Free 99?
Free 99.
That's pretty good.
All right. Most of y'all can afford that.
Well, all right. So we've only got about 30 seconds, so we may have to pick up. But keep going. Keep going. We've got 30 seconds.
So don't pay a contractor any money. Now, here's another one. Number 7, won't my insurance company automatically pay for a new roof after a storm? And Joe Garner said,
no. We have to fight for it. But
we,
I did get mine. Thanks
resolved,
for your help. I did get mine paid for.
It was a reality TV show. That's what it was. Yeah. But maybe not, and lately probably not. But it depends on a lot of factors. Call me and we'll discuss it.
What number?
901-273-6594.
All right. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host. Connect with me. I'm a mortgage originator, 901-482-0354. More to come. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Leanne Morse with All Things New in Collierville, Tennessee. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. Today on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, we're talking about answers to your questions about home mortgages and your home's roof. I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator, licensed, and would love to be on your mortgage journey for home buying or refinancing. Connect with me at jogarner.com. In the co-host chair, we have the Ed Hill of Masters Roofing. And how do we contact you, Ed?
Just call me or text me, 901-273-6594.
Okay, so we've got a winner. Do we have him on the line? Oh, he just hung up. Okay, we had a winner on the line. And so we're going to go ahead and give the question and the hints real quick and the answer to our listeners.
Okay.
We're going to send him the money, though, right? Okay, good.
We might have to talk to our judges about that. No, we'll do it. All right. So the questions were, what is the name of this school located in Memphis, Tennessee, historically affiliated with the Presbyterian Church? It used to be called Montgomery Academy in Clarksville, Tennessee, but it moved here
in 1925.
That is so weird. And the school has a collegiate Gothic campus on 123 acres in Memphis, Tennessee. And the answer is, Joe Garner?
Rhodes College.
Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing. And Mike Aukerman of National Property Inspections will be sending our winner, who did call in but had to hang up, a $50 gift card for your home inspection. Call Mike Aukerman at 901-674-6868.
And congratulations to our winner.
Absolutely. Well, Ed, you know, we've been talking about all these things, top questions that people need to know the answers about their roofing. Earlier in the show, I covered three of the top questions that people ask about mortgages. What's the maximum house payment that I can comfortably afford? Number one. Number two, what is the maximum down payment that I can comfortably pay down and still have money for emergencies? Here's a third one that's also one of the top questions people ask. How can I improve my credit score? We covered that earlier in the show. If you missed it, you can catch it on our podcast on Monday at jogarner.com. But I have another one, number four. Determining if home ownership is right for you right now. How long do you plan on staying in the geographic area? If you plan on living in the area for at least 3 years or more, you need to look into owning your home instead of paying rent. Generally speaking, check with your financial advisor. But if prices on homes continue to increase at a steady rate, you could be building quite a bit of wealth for yourself instead of your landlord. And if you've listened to this show and some of my ads long enough on the radio, you remember me saying, trying to decide whether to rent or buy a home, you're going to make a mortgage payment either way, yours or your landlord's. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
That's right.
But I've got a couple that I want to share their story because it sort of illustrates, well, it very much so illustrates overcoming credit barriers and income issues. And I call them Paco Perez and Paz Perez. How to get over credit and income issues.
Joe, did you make those names up?
I did.
Listen,
and these are real
stories.
We're
going to have to work on these names, and the audience demands more.
Well, you know, they're real stories, but of a privacy, you
That's
know,
right.
I always try
I
to change their names and protect the innocent and change a little bit of the details so nobody can identify the client. But Paco and Paz, they had put their heart and soul into their family. Both Paco and Paz had immigrated to the United States with their children to live close to their parents. Every day, Paco worked in his own business as a construction contractor. Paz had a part-time salary job and spent most of her time at home taking care of their young children, and his parents were living with them, too. The cramped house where they were living was, I mean, it was just too small, Ed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paco and Paz needed a larger home, and he wanted a shop or someplace to put his tools and equipment.
Right.
The bank where Paco had his business account turned him down for the mortgage because they said that they could not find enough net income on his tax returns from his business. They could not help him with a different loan program because their credit scores were too low. So mm-hmm. he had two strikes against him. Credit scores were too low. He didn't show enough net income on his taxes because he was self-employed.
So I guess that's the end of it, right? No chance they could get a mortgage and a home.
Some people would think that and give up, but don't give up. If you ask the right questions, you go to the right people, there's a solution for every challenge, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
The heartbreaking news was being turned down for the loan. They were so discouraged, but their realtor sent them to a different lender. They turned them down, too. So that was another disappointment. Now what? Well, Paco and Paz came into my office with their two children and one of their parents. We asked a lot. They said, we have a lot of questions, and we need to find out what we can do to get mm-hmm. a house. I said, what is the maximum house payment that's comfortable for you? Number one question that people ask, I also ask. Once we knew what his comfort level was and how much he could pay down and
right.
still keep some emergency funds, then we set about working on overcoming the credit challenge and the lack of income. The problem with the income was fixed right away, Ed. Paco Perez had a good CPA who deducted his car payments and depreciated some of his equipment. And once he showed me his tax return, I started at the back of the return, and I was able to add back a lot of the expenses that he legally could write off, but I could legally add back for loan qualifying purposes. So we fixed that. He had a car payment on his business, And for the last 12 consecutive months, he'd been making that car payment from his business account and also showed up on his tax return. We didn't even have to count the car payment, right, even though it was on his credit. Little things like that takes a little extra time. You got to get with the right mortgage officer that knows how to do this stuff. And I do know how to do this. The credit situation took a little longer to fix, though. It took a few weeks to get some erroneous late payments removed from a creditor that had reported them. The Perez's started working on paying their two credit card balances down to show that they were only using less than like 25% of their credit limits. That boosted the score around 30%, Ed.
Wow.
Big help. It took a little while to do it. Just showing the credit card balances paid down is what made a huge difference on their credit score. But Paco and Paz, they brought their entire family to the closing for this well-deserved celebration of buying their first home. So big payday for them, a good reward.
Yeah.
You ask the right questions to the right people, do the right stuff, step by step, you will get to where you want to go. Number five questions, most common questions. How do I get financing when the house I want needs repairs? Ooh, I can't tell you how many times in the last 2 years we've seen that. Well, if you have repairs that show up on the appraisal, the appraiser goes out there and mentions any repairs that have to do with the structure, the sanitation, or security of the home, then the mortgage company is probably going to require those type repairs to be completed before closing, even on a conventional loan. FHA, most definitely. If you're in that situation, feel free to call me and we can discuss specific remedies that you might consider depending on your situation. One of them is if it's over $5,000, I've even got one that was over $100,000 in repairs. You definitely don't want to put a lot of money into a house you don't own yet to try to get them done.
Right, right.
So you might consider a renovation repair mortgage program. Those are good. We've got several of those. Another one is negotiating the seller to pay for the repairs, especially if you're paying full price or maybe even a little more than full price. The seller may only agree to pay for the repairs once you're fully approved for the loan, though, because they don't want to take a chance on that. But I've seen sellers come off the fence and really come in and pay for repairs. Some of them even work out with the contractor not to get paid until the closing. That way the seller has the money to pay.
We've done that many times.
Yeah. So, I mean, it works. It can work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the repairs are weather-related and the weather's not looking too good outside, or maybe you've ordered special windows or other components that are on back order, you know, you might be able to show a bid, send a bid to the mortgage office, and they'll collect 1.5 times that amount and stick it in escrow. And then if it takes 3 to 6 weeks to get the components in, you pay for it when they come in and you get the extra half back if there was no extra charges. There are numerous ways to get this done. But I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan officer. We're broadcasting out of Memphis. I work in the Memphis area, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee. But wherever your journey is, I would love to be on it with you anywhere in the country. Just connect with me at jogarner.com, 901-482-0354, jogarner.com. And when we come back from break, we're going to be talking more with Ed Hill of Masters Roofing. And Ed, how do we contact you?
Call or text 901-273-6594.
We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
This is Santa Claus from the North Pole. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
Good advice by Alan Sherman. Boy, that's an oldie. It goes way back.
Yeah.
But good advice today on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. We're talking about answers to your questions about home mortgages and your home's roof. And I believe we've given some pretty good advice from our respective industries. I'm Joe Garner. I'm in the mortgage business. I would love to answer your questions, give you some answers so you can feel confident as you go forward. And you can connect with me at jogarner.com. Love to be on that mortgage journey with you. In the studio, we have Ed Hill of Masters Roofing, who is giving some good advice on the right questions and answers. Ed, how do we contact you?
901-273-6594.
All right. We're going to do something we like to do every week. The real estate tip of the week. Ed, I think you have our real estate tip of the week.
Sure. You know, in the next couple of months, it's bound to happen. there's going to be a big storm. That means it's storm chaser season. So, Ed, what's the best way to protect myself from shady, dishonest storm chasers?
Do tell.
All right. Don't answer when they knock on the door. Don't answer. Call me. Call me now. Put me in your phone on speed dial. I don't care. But call me. We will give you a free, honest, expert roof inspection and tell you the pros and cons. We're not in a numbers game of, you know, get as many people as you can. Doesn't really matter what we find or not on the roof. That's a storm chasing plan. Don't fall for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be filing frivolous claims. Sometimes there's fraud involved. Not all the time, but sometimes there is. And the best way to protect yourself is to deal with a well-known, honest,
reputable company.
Joe, people don't know this because we don't pay a penny for media advertising. We are the largest residential roofer in the Mid-South until you get to Nashville or Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, the thing is, if you're dealing with a reputable company, and I had dealt with a reputable company, I dealt with you recently.
Yep.
And the insurance company, the fact that you have a good reputation, that really helped me to get my claim fully paid for. Now, it took me a few tries, but we managed to do it, and you were a great help.
Hey, listen, a storm chaser is going to drop you and go on to the next.
They're
looking for the low-hanging fruit.
You stayed with me till I got it. But my tip is statistics show that the smartest people – usually, here's what they look like. They ask a lot of questions, Ed.
Yeah.
And people who ask a lot of questions statistically are considered the most likable. So that's a pretty good incentive to ask questions. And right now, I would say the top questions we've covered in mortgages on the show, you can catch it on Monday, jogarner.com. But if you have a question, don't hesitate to ask me. Just call me at 901-482-0354. I can help you get the right mortgage, and I can make the process easy. So what do you want to accomplish with your mortgage? I've got some announcements. We want to say thank you to the people that give money to help Real Estate Mortgage Shop be free to you. Talk Shop equips with education engages by offering connection opportunities between business people. We empower business people in a supportive community. Talk Shop meets in person every Wednesday, 9 o'clock, Concord Career College in the Clark Tower. That's 5100 Poplar. You can go to Talk Shop, that's talkshoppe.com. Click the events tab to get online. This Wednesday, March 13th, Gardens, Growing Beauty, One Garden at a Time. Kim Haliak from The Garden Walk, experiencememphisgardens.org. Talk Shop events are free thanks to sponsors like Mark McLaurin of Refrigeration Unlimited. Mark is known in the heating and as the heating and air strategist, and Mark solves the underlying problems that are causing your repair needs. Contact Mark McLaurin at 901-216-7782. Thank you to Talk Shop's business coach Keith Potts of Evolve Business Coaching. Keith has coached large companies and small business on best business strategies. Connect with Coach Keith Potts at keith@evolvebusinesscoaching.net. Subscribe to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. You'll get our podcast and show notes weekly. You can do that at jogarner.com. Real Estate Mortgage Shop reminds you to make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today. Ed, I got a couple of quotes here. This one's from Talk Shop sponsor, our retired U.S. Navy line commander, Peggy Lau. She reminds us all the time, when we're solving a problem or trying to complete a task, ask the six honest servicemen. Who are they? Well, they are who, what, where, when, why, and how. Yep. You can solve any problem if you can answer those questions. Yeah. And some eCards publishes this one. I like this one. It says, a person soon learns how little he knows when a child begins to ask questions. Isn't that true, though?
Yeah, that's true.
But you've been listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and I would just love to be on your mortgage journey. Or even if you're working with somebody else, I'm happy to help give you some good information. Jogarner.com, 901-482-0354. Ed, How do we contact you?
Hey, listen, I'd love to answer your roof questions, or maybe you don't have a question. You just need a free, honest, expert roof inspection. Or you're looking to restore the exterior of your home. We do a lot of that work as well. Mm-hmm. Listen, it all starts with a friendly phone call, you know? Just call me.
What's that number?
Yeah, 901-273-6594. That's a starting point, and it's easy to get started.
All you got to do is just call Ed if you have a roof question or roof need or know somebody who does. And as far as your mortgage for home buying, right now we're also seeing cash out refinances where people are trying to get out of those credit card debts. Mm-hmm. Ed, credit cards really spiked on people without them knowing it. They thought they were paying 9 or 10%, and now they're paying 18 to 22. If you don't know how much you're paying on your credit card, give that credit card company a call. If you got a lot of balances on there and your mortgage isn't too high of a balance, I think you're going to be pleasantly shocked at what we can do on a cash out refinance to save you a lot of money.
But you know what, Joe? People get a good feeling listening to this program, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to take action.
Got to take action now. All right. So we thank you for listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Catch our podcast Monday at jogarner.com. Subscribe and give me a call for your mortgage, 901-482-0354, jogarner.com. Ed Hill, how do we contact you at Masters Roofing?
Text or call 901-273-6594.
We'd love hanging out with you, and we'll see you guys back next Saturday.
Bye-bye.